And the Shalom Aleichem Sweet his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Moroni Ras Shechel and schus for Atzchayach HaFeg Vas Michal Yudis Basia. And it's based on Torah that I received from Moriv Rabbi Avigon Yaakov Dov and Hamik Shlita. In the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Tess Amid Beis, it says, Mishnah, Ein Bein Bama Gedola Bama Ketane Ala Pesachim. There's no difference between a Bama Gedola, which is the Mizbeach, that was in the Mishkan, in Gilgal, and Nov, and Givon, and a Bama Ketana that everybody would make for themselves, Ela Pesachim. The only difference is Pesachim. That carbon Pesach was only brought in a Bama Gedola, not in a Bama Ketana. Is that klal? Call carbon Shunidav and Nidav. Carbon bebam. Klal is any carbon that comes benedr medava is brought in a bama ketana. Hoshener no lo nedim lo didev. If it's not brought in benedr medava, eno karev bebam. It's not brought in a bama ketana. Only in a bama gedola. So that's the Mishnah. Rashi explains. Ein bein. Bama ain't a fresh b'shas heter bamas, bein bama gedola zemz be'al shemal shabodu benov givon. The bama ketana is be'al shel yachid shekol yachid v'yachid osa bama la'atzma. So there's no difference at the time of heter bamas when we're allowed to have a bama between a bama gedola. And that's the Mizbeach of Moshe that we made when we were in Nov and Givon. And a Bama Ketana. A Mizbeach of a Yachid that every Yachid would make a Mizbeach for himself. Rashi continues, Karev Bibama Ketana. Calls him out, Zaklau, Kol Shini Dabinidev Karev Bibama. Anything that's brought as an Edir Nadav can be brought as an Abama. And Rashi says, Bama is Bama Ketana. Kol Sheinu Nidav Nidav, anything is not Nidav Nidav, Eino Karev B'Bama. Rashi says, B'Zvachim Yalef La B'Perek Basle. In Zvachim, we're going to learn this in the last parak. Anything that's not Nidav Nidav, it's not a Chova, it's not brought as an Edir Nidav, rather it's brought as a Chova, is not brought in a Bama Ketana. In order to be brought as a Bama Ketana, it needs to be brought in Edir or B'Nidav. But if it's a Chova, it's not brought in a Bama Ketana. Ad kan mi divrei Rashi mi a Mishnah divrei Mishnah im Rashi, and we have to understand if both a bama gedola and a bama ketana are called a bama. So why did the Mishnah say b'stama the klal of kol she nidav nidav karv b'bama? And that's nidav nidav is brought in a bama, and that's not nidav nidav is not brought in a bama. So why does it say stam bama? Since a bama can be a bama gedola or a bama ketana, a bama gedola or a bama ketana, the Mishnah should have. The Mishnah should have told us. Anything that's brought as a neder and a dava, it's brought in a bama ketana. And it's not brought as a neder and a dava, it's a chova. Not brought in a bama ketana. But the Mishnah doesn't tell us. They leave it to Rashi. Why does the Mishnah leave it to Rashi? And so we see that in the Dibur Maschil Laba, Rashi was noked kol shein nidav nidav. Rashi doesn't bring eino karev b'bama. Rashi just says, Kol Shein Nidav Nidav Chule. Zvachim Yalef La B'Perek Basra. The reason is because Be'emes only in a Bama Ketana. In other words, Rashi doesn't write Kol Shein Nidav Nidav. Eno karev bebama, He says, not true. Because you have things that are not need there, v'nidev, that are karev b'bama, i.e. a bama gedola. So we want to understand why Rashi, why the Mishnah doesn't tell us that we're talking about a bama katana. Kol she'en or nid, she'hu nid or v'nidev, karev b'bama, why the Mishnah doesn't tell us we're talking about a bama katana. And also we understand Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that, it says kol she'en or nid or v'nidev, and or karev b'bama. It's not really true. Because it is Kari Bama, it's Kari Bama Gedola if it's not Nidav and Nidav. And Rashi Taka doesn't even write, Rashi just writes Koshin and Diva Chule. It's Vachem El Ferah Basra, because it doesn't really seem correct. Ain't no Kari Bama. Because it is Kari Bama, it's Kari Bama Gedola. Of course, the Mishnah says it, so it's true. We want to understand the Mishnah. And not only that, in the Mishnah itself, there's a Stira. Because in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it says the only chilik between Gedol and Katana is Pesachim. And then in the Seif of the Mishnah, it says the chilik is everything. And the Davar and Davas are brought on a Bama, and not the Davar and Davas are not brought on a Davas. So the Mishnah is Mamish Lisa Ansema Mireisha L'Seifa. So now the Sugi begins. Pesachim is too low. Only Pesachim. The only difference between Bama Gedol and Bama Katana is Pesachim. No more. We see in the Sefer not like that. We see in the Sefer, any Karbanos Chova are only brought in a Bama Gedola. To me, the Musaf and Param Davishel Tzibur, Sila Davai Dezara, they'd be brought in a Bama Gedola, not only Pesachim. And it's just the Gemara, Ema Ke'en Pesachim. Say, like Pesachim. Anything that's like Pesachim, that it's not an Eder and a Davin has a set time, like to me the Musafim. However, Parhel and Davish El Tzibur and Zira Vodazara that don't have a Zmor Kavua Zman, Ain Makriven Af Bibama Gedola. But those Karbanos you don't even bring if it's a Bama Gedola. And that's why the Mishnah says Dafka Pesachim. Tell us that dafka karbanos that are doyma lepesach that have a kavu zman, you're makriv b'bama gedola. So it has to be like Pesach. It could be a kavu zman. It could be a not nedar nedar v'nedav. It's a karban chova, but it has to be a karban chova like Pesachim. What's a karban chova like Pesachim? Tmidim v'safim. But what's a karban chova unlike Pesachim? Paralim davshal tzivus yirav v'zara. They don't have a kavu tam. Rashi, Pesachim is too low. I v'akatani say for kol sheinu nidav v'nidav v'nar karev b'bama katana v'yilu b'gedola yim akriv karvanos sibur to midim musafim. The Sefer says, what do you mean to only Pesachim? Pesachim and no more? And the Sefer says that if it's not nidav v'nidav, it's not karev b'bama gedola. The Sefer says, if it's not Nidav and Nidav, it's not brought in a Bama, in the Sefer it says, if it's not Nidav and Nidav, it's not brought in a Bama Katana. V'ilav G'dolah, Yom HaKrivim Karbanos Tzibur Tumidu Musafim. And G'dolah, we would bring Tumidu Musafim. So why does the Sefer say only, Reisha only say Pesachim? Because Sa'akad Aydach, Dav Chayv is Tzibur, Shem Kabu Olam Zman Yom HaKrivim La. Go Kraven Bama. We're thinking right now that all Chovos Tzibur, even that don't have a set time, you're bringing on a Bama G'dolah. Like Paralim Dovashat Tzibur, Tzibur Avodah Zarah. Mars Teretz is Kain Pesachim. V'chol Rashi says v'chol chovos hakavu lam zman kipsachim. Everything that is a set time like Pesachim, but if it doesn't have a set time, you don't bring it. So we see midivrei Rashi that the lashon of the kasha Pesachim besulao is tamua, because maybe ein achinami. There's no chilek between a bama gedola and a bama ketana, just Pesachim like we learn in the Mishnah. So what was machriach? The sugya to answer ema keim pesachim. To be machadeh said there are other chilukim besides pesachim, and the Gemara doesn't seem to make sense. Pesachim is sulo. Rashi has to give a whole hesber. Because maybe Enochinami. Maybe the only difference is Pesachim. And the sugya is Machadesh because of the Mekoch the Kasha, the Kumzat, became Pesachim. Maybe Enochinami. Pesachim is Sulo. That's why Rashi answered, Rashi explains. No. The Kasha is answered with the other Kasha. We ask that in the Mishnah there's a Stira. The Reshit says the only difference between them is Pesachim. And in Seif it says the difference between them is that not neither of a Nidav. That if it's not neither of a Nidav, it's brought in a Baba Gadol. The Reshit says it's only brought in a Baba Gadol if it's Pesachim. That's a Stira. And you can't say that the Gemara wasn't Armed in the Stira. Because that's Pshat in the Kasha Pesachim Besulo. Pesachim Besulo, the Kasha is that it's a stira, Ben Reisha L'Seifa. Because in the Reisha it says only Pesachim, and in the Seifa it says no. The difference is if it's neither of an Edev. If it's neither of an Edev, it's brought on a Bama Ketana. If it's not neither of an Edev, it can even be brought on a Bama Gedola. But if it's not neither of an Edev, it can't be brought on a Bama Ketana. If it's neither of a Nidav, it's brought in a Bama Ketana. If it's not lo Nidav or lo Nidav, it's not a carving a Bama Ketana. It's only brought in a Bama Gedola. So you see from the Seifa that the you see from the right the Kasha Reisha Seifa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Pesachim is Sulo. I have this Stira Reisha Seifa. It's not only about Pesachim, it's about whether it's neither of a Nidav. And that's the Teretz of the Gemara, that Pesachim is Lav Dafka. There's the Yisod here. And that is, anything like Pesachim. When it says in the Mishnah Pesachim, it's anything like Pesachim. And what's anything like Pesachim? A karban shekavua lozman. A karban tzibur. A karban chayva shekavua lozman. So anytime we have a korban chova shekavua lozman, you bring it on a Bama Gedola and not a Bama Ketana. Ad kan, the first part of the sugya. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Money, Reb Shimoni. Sanya, Reb Shimoni, Omer, Av Tzibur, Loikri, Vela, Psochem, Chai, Vishen, Kavu, Lem, Zman. Aba, Chai, Vishen, Kavu, Lem, Zman. Hachavach, Loikari. Zok, the Gemara, that the fishy tassel shall eis the tana is came psachim. So Reb Shimon, says, Tzibur only brought an abama gedola psachim v'chove shekavu lem zman v'chove shem kavu lem zman. But chayva shein kavu lem zman. Hachav alchaloi karev. They're not brought on either. They're not brought on a bama ketana. They're not brought on a bama gedola. That's shitas Reb Shimon. Chama hold no. Gam chayva shein kavu lem zman. Are brought on a bama gedola. Rashi mefaresh. Money masnisin, the katani bana katani ain't carved by shim choiva. Who's the mission that says that a bana katani don't bring any choiva? Farm bana go la divin minel of a chavis kulam zman, a bana gadol is only better if it's chovos that have a set time. So Rabbi Shimon. Then repair bastard is vachim, af tzibu la quiva, bana gadol is shim choiva. El of sochim, a chavis kulam zman, a bana chavis and kulam zman. Compound over the sea, where's the very zara, a chavach like carved. So Rashi says as follows, that the Mishnah is according to Reb Shimon, who says in the last parak of Tzvachim, that even the Tzibor only brought in a Bama Gedola Psachim and Chobos HaKabul HaMzman, but not all Karbanos Chobos. Chov Hashem like Kabul Lem Zman, like Parhalim Dabashel Tzibur. Sirah Barazara, they're not brought on either of them. Aval Kidd Rabban and the Hasan Loimi Tukma, but we're not going to establish it. Like the Rabbanan over there, we're not going to establish Masnisim like them. The Ha'amri, Kol Shad Sibur Makrivin, because they say that whatever that Sibur is Makriv in the Oel Moed, in the Midbar, they're Makriv in the Oel Moed, Shibba Gilgal, which is a Bam Gedola, and even a Parahelim Dover. And the Mishnah says, Pesach V'chayotzei Behem. So it's not the Rabban, it's Reb Shimon. So the whole Arichus in Rashi, Bavos Dibrei Rabbanan, is not understood. Rashi should have just been Makatzir. And he could have said like this, Avokad Rabban Bahasin Lomi Tuk Masnisin, Da Amri Shafilu Parahelim Dover Makrivim Bam Gedola. Rashi could have just said, Pashut, we're not making it like the Rabbanan, because they say that even a Parahelim Dover shall see where you're Makrivim Bam Gedola. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is a whole arichus. The husband took my season. The Amri Kol Shet Sibur Makrivim Ba'ol Moed Shev in Midbar. Well, you're Makrivim Ba'ol Moed Shev in Midbar. You're Makrivim Ba'ol Moed Shev in Gilgal, which is the Bama Gedola. It's too much arichus. Umasnisa Katani Pesach V'chayot Sibem. We know what the Mishnah says is Ma Kol Arichut Barashi. The Chashash is Makshan Rashi in our Mishnah. Lo Yadati Madua Dileg Gilgal. In other words, Rashi only mentions in the Mishnah Noi V'givayim. But he skips Gilgal. When he talks about Ein Bein Bama. So the Bama Gedola is in, why doesn't he mention the one in Gilgal also? I only know from Givon. By the way, just for the record, I'm sitting here minutes away from Givon. So how often do we hear a shir from somebody talking about Givon who's sitting right near Givon? Right? I live near Givon. Anyway, but it was so far, but it's Kiro. Later on, Rashi does mention Gilgal. But here in the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't mention Gilgal. So why was he Medali Gilgal? Rashi writes in the Rashi we just mentioned, Rav Shimoni, Ba'ol Moed Shev Gilgal, Rav Gedola. Mitzad Sheni, it's difficult. Oh, so that's one... That's one kasha. That's the kasha of the Rashash. So really there are two kashas here, and there's also a stira. Because the Mishkan, Sheberetz Yisrael, was in Gilgal for a number of years when the Jewish people first came to Eretz Yisrael. And a number of years in Novan Givon before the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the time of David and Shlomo. So what did Rashi say in our Mishnah? Loshen Abba Magdola, Mizbech Shel Moshe Ba'odo Benov Givon, and Gilgal was before that. So he skips Gilgal, which is before Benov Givon. We tell Cheney it's hard to understand. Why Besophisik, when Rashi explains Shitz Rabban and the Plague of Arab Shimon, he learns Shemakriven Ba'ol Moed Sheba Gilgal. And he doesn't mention Benov Givon. Oh my gosh. You have to understand. First he mentions only Novan Givon, skips over Gilgal, and then he only mentions Gilgal. She's a Gilgal Novan Givon. Also, at the beginning in the Mishnah, Rashi says Mizbeach Shel Moshe regarding Abama Gedola. In the end of the Sugga, Rashi calls it Oel Moed. So why at the beginning of the Sugga does he relate the Mizbeach to Moshe Rabbeinu? And on the end of the Sugga, he calls it Oel Moed with regard to the Mizbeachos in Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Mizbeach in the Midbar. Kol Shet Sibur Makrivim Ba'ol Moed Shev Midbar Makrivim Ba'ol Moed Shev Gilgal. So at the end Rashi decides that it's Ol Moed Shev Gilgal, just like it was Ol Moed in the Midbar. And then later on, it's called to the Mizbeach Shel Moshe. The Choras Sirim Rashi. Another strong Kasha. In the Mishnah, Rashi explains Loshen Bama Gedola, Mizbeach Shel Moshe, Loshen Bama Ketana, Mizbeach Shel Yochid. So, Shaykh Lashon Mizbeach by all types of Bamas. So just like the Lashon of Bama is equal in both cases, Bama Gedola, Bama Ketana, Mizbeach is also equal in both cases. The only problem is, in the whole sugya, in Zvachim, Perek Basri, that Rashi brings, we don't find that Rashi brings a Lashon Mizbech by Bama Ketana. Only here Rashi brings a Lashon Mizbech by Bama Ketana. So what's the pshat? So it appears as follows, says Mori Rabbi Shlita. In the Sefer Ma'ar B'Simcha, which is a Sefer on Maseches Megillah, he was miyased in a number of simanim that all the Mishnayos that are learned B'Lashon Ein Bein, they have a yisod that the mitzvah or iser is equal in both dinim and the Mishnah. That's why Ein Bein, they're equal, there's only a slight distinction. Sheshneim shavim b'yisod dinam chutz miporat echad o kama poratim sfurim u'mitzumtzamim, just a few minor details. But other than that, it's the same thing. That's the Ein Bein. They're the same, just in these small, minor details. So according to this, it would emerge that the Tana over here learns Ein Bein b'magdala b'magdala p'sochim, because he holds that both of them have din mizbeach. But the Bama Gedola has a Maila Miyuchedes Shu Mizbeach Shal Moshe. Mitzad Sheni, it's a Mizbeach Klali. Shaykh L'Chola, Magam Shaykh L'Kulam B'Shaveh. And therefore you can also bring Karbonot Tzibur. So they both have a Din Mizbeach. Just the Bama Gedola has a Maila that it's a Mizbeach of Moshe. And it's a Mizbeach Klali, Shaykh to everybody. And therefore you can bring Karbonot Tzibur. And that's what Rashi said here, a Lashon of Mizbeach. Both by Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana. To define for us that the sheet of the Tana that says Ein Bein means that they both have a din mizbeach. Just this is shaykh to the tzibur, and this is shaykh to the yachid. They're really the same. So according to this, understood Rashi, that we say, Amani Reb Shimon, Yivu Lohar Banon, as Machlokas Reb Shimon Chomim is not like most of the Machlokas Tanoim that agree via Sodos and are arguing about the details. But here, they're arguing about a fundamental difference. The gather of this din of Bam Ketan is Man Heter Bamus. It's Meduktek, what we learn in Pesachim. And of Kofiyud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Nidev v'nidev. In the time of Heter Bamos, kol nidev v'nidev, any carbon that comes b'nedev v'nidava, hayakariv b'bama. Any carbon that comes in b'nedev v'nidava was brought in a bama, even a bama ketana. Sheni Duni Dev, it's not Nidav Ni Dev, Ankar of Obama. It's not brought in Obama Ketan. Only Obama Gedola Chobot Sibur. Mincha V'Nazirus, Krav Obama, the Reb Meir, Mincha, Krav Mincha, and Karbanis Nazir. They'd be brought in Obama Ketan, because they come in Eder Nadava. That's Divrei Rebbe Meir. Yudaimer, skipping a little bit. Kol shatzib royacha makrivim v'al moed shemidbar, makrivim v'al moed shemigilvel. Any karbanas that the tzib of the yacha would be makriv in al moed in the midbar, they'd be makriv on a bama gedola in the al moed in Gilgal. In other words, kol karbanos, all the karbanos, mak of one place, mak of the other. If you hold, then the Ibn Gedola, there's no chiluk between the Olamoid and the Midbar and the Olamoid and the Mishkan. The Logadas Chachamim, and also Rav Meir, we skipped. All the Moishel Migal, like Rav Yechidim El Ez Chovasim, the Moishel Migal, the Yechidim wouldn't bring. This is they would bring. What is the difference between Ol Moed Shemir Ol Moed Shemir Gilgal? Rashi, the Gemara explains, Bryce explains, Ol Moed Shemir Ol Moed Shemir Mataris, Ol Moed Shemir Gilgal Ol Moed Shemir Midbar Ol Moed Shemir Tanis Word Mutter, Ol Moed Shemir Gilgal Ol Moed Tanis Word Mutter with a Masirosh Gago and the Bama that a person had on his roof, that was a Bama Ketana, Loy makriv la laila shlamim. You'd only be makriv, oila, and shlamim. Ala bama sheita l'adam rosh gagot, and a bama ktana. You wouldn't be makriv aleha, ala oila, u'shlamim. You'd only be makriv a carbon oila, and a carbon shlamim. We're going to see Rashi and Ritz Hashem. The Gemara continues, anything that the tzibur would be makriv in Ol Moed in the Midbar, makriv in Ol Moed in Gilgal. They'd also be makriv in Ol Moed in Gilgal. B'kan b'kan, lo karvu yachid, elo oyle v'shlamim bilvad. And here, both in the Midbar and in Gilgal, a yachid would only bring, even on a bamas tzibur, would only bring a olo shlamim, and not menachos, and not naziros. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Even the tzibur only brought psachim v'chobos shekavu alehem zman, and obligatory karbanos that have a set time. So again, let's see the Gemara again, with this time with Rashi. Tanu rabbanan kol nidev v'nidev hayakariv b'bama. Anything that you bring as a neder, as a nedava, is brought in a bama. Rashi says, you know what a bama is? A bama ktana. Because by a bama gedola, they brought chov, because a bama gedola, karcha karbu chov a sibur. Because in a bama gedola, they brought chov a sibur. The chsiv, it says in the book of Joshua, v'yasu es ha-pesach ba-gilgal. So they made the pesach. So that's a chorbat sibur, that's in a bama gedola. So call it nidav anidav, according to the Tanakhama, is kari babama ktana. And if it's not nidav anidav, like psachim, it's not kari babama ktana, only babama gedola. Call shay nidav anidav, ain't kari babama ktana. If Rashi, if it's not nidav anidav, it's not kari in a small bama. Kediyal if taime lekame, shayin yachid makriv choyve b'shaas heter abamos. If it's not nidav anidav, it's not brought. Bebama Ktana. And this is still the opinion of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says if it's Nidar v'Nidev, then it's brought in a Bama Ktana. And if it's not Nidar v'Nidev, ain't Karav Bebama Ktana. And it's not brought in a Bama Ktana. Rashi says, as we learn later on, Shein Yachid Makrav Choy V'Bishas Heter Abama is a Yachid. Is not allowed to be makriv a choiva, an obligatory korban, b'shas heter bamos. When there's a heter bamos, afilu b'gedola. But tzibur b'ktana lo mikrivi. So we learn later on in the time of the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir says, if it's nidav v'nidav, it was Kariv Bibama. If it's not Nidav Nidav, then it's not Kariv Bibama. And here he's talking about if it's Nidav Nidav, it's Kariv Bibama, even a Bama Ktana, a Bama Siachid. And if it's not a Neder and a Dava, if it's coming as a Chova, then it's not Kariv in a Bama Ktana, because a Yachid wouldn't be Makriv a Karban Chova. Also, Zman, Vafili Bibama Gedola. Like we learn later, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says here that if you have if it's not b'neder nedava, ain't o kariv b'bama ketana, As we learn the reason later on, that a yachid isn't allowed to be makriv a karban chova at a time of heter bamos. So therefore, if it's not by b'neder nedava, it's not karev b'bama ketana. Because b'shas heter bamos, yachid wasn't makriv a karban chova. Even in Abama Gedola, Yachid isn't makriv his karbanos chova. V'tzibur b'ktana lo mikrivi klal. And a tzibur is not makriv in Abama at all. L'shtekach, it turns out, the ain chovos craving b'ktana. So chovos aren't carving b'ktana, because a Yachid is only nida nadar v'nadavas are on his karban and his bamas Yachid. And an Abamas Tzibur, even a Yachid's not allowed to bring an Abamas Tzibur. So who's bringing an Abamas Tzibur? Only the Tzibur. So Yachid's only allowed to bring his Karbanos that he brings in that during a Dava. But his Karbanos Chov aren't brought in an Abama Ketan. That's Rashi, that's Reb Meir. Kol Shanidav V'ni, Kol Nidav V'ni Dev is an Abama. Which Bama? Even Abama Ketan. Abamas Yachid. But if it's not neither of a nidev, it comes as a chova, so then it's not karv in a bama ketana, because a yachid wouldn't bring a karv in chova, even in a bama gedola. And chova's sibor aren't brought in a bama ketana, so they didn't bring karbanas chova in a bama ketana at all. So we have three shittas in the brayos. We have shittas Reb Meir, that an abama si yachid, they would bring Nadar and Nadavis, like we just learned. And he also writes, Mincha v'Nazirus, Kraven b'Bama. And also Menachos and Karbanos Nazirus, they would also bring in an Abamas Yachid. And Abamas Sibur, they're Karbanos, they're Makar Chobos Sibur, and not Chobos Yachid. And Abamas Sibur, they bring Chovos Tzibur, and then Chovos Yachid. Because ain't Chovos Krav in Abama Ketana, because the Chovos Tzibur is not carved in Abama Ketana, in Abama Gedola. Chovos Yachid is not carved in Abama Gedola. And Abama Tzibur, they bring the Chovos Tzibur, that's what he says. Mincha v'Nazir, Shein either b'ni dev, karban chova, ain't karv b'bama. It's not brought in a b'ma ketana. Rashi says again, repeating it ourselves, that a yachid isn't makriv a chova b'shas heter b'mas, even in a b'ma gedola. And the tzibur wouldn't bring in a b'ma ketana, so it comes out that ain't chovas kravim b'ketana. You don't bring your chavos, your karbanos chova on a bama ketana, only in a darman adavas. And in a bama gedola, then you bring the chavos tzibur. That's one opinion. And then we have shittas chachamim, which we skipped. But he writes, lo karvu, they are only bringing a bama siyachad al olas v'shlamim bilvad. They only bring olas and shlamim. They wouldn't bring Menachos and Karbanos Nazir. What would they bring on Abamas Yachid? Olas v'Shlamim Bilvad. So as far as Bamas Sibor the Chum hold like Reb Meir, they argue about Abamas Yachid. And they hold that wouldn't be makriv menachos for karbanos and zirus. And Rabbi Meir says they would. That's chachamim. And the Rehuda holds like chachamim, l'nin pamas yachid. So when you have your bamos, what do you bring on your bama? You know what you bring on your bama? Bamasa barosh gagah yabamas yachid. Hello, shalom. Hello, menachos v'naziris. So as far as a bamas yachid, Rabbi Huda goes with the chachamim. But you're only allowed to bring olos v'shalom. And what about a bamas tzibur? And a bamas tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda agrees Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Chobos Yachid were born in a bamas tzibur. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Chobos Yachid rekubim al moed shebe midbar rekubim al bama gedol shebe al moed midbar. So what's the difference? Al moed shebe midbar the bamos weren't permitted. But al moed shebe gilgal bamos ketanos were permitted. And what are they bringing the Bama Gitan Olo Shlamim? What about in the Bama Gedola? In the Bama Gedola, they would bring, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Chobos Yachid. That's why he writes in the beginning, Kol Shat Sibur V'yacha Makrivim Bo'al Moed Sheba Midbar, Makrivim Bo'al Moed Sheba Gilgal. Any Karbanis that at Sibur and a Yachid would be makriv in the Ol Moed and the Midbar. They'd be makriv in the Ol Moed and the Gilgal. In other words, on a bamas tzibur, they'd even bring karbanos yachid. Kol hakorbanot Rav Yehuda sovel l'inyan bama gedola. There's no chilek between Ol Moed shebe Midbar or Moed shebe Mishkan. Unlike Rechamim Rabbi Meir, who holds the Ol Moed shebe Midbar lo akriv yuchidim es chobasim. Okay, but let's get to Rav Shimon. Shimon Oimer. My first Chachamim. Chachamim Omrim, Kol Shazim Rakriv Mo Amoyet Shev Midbar, Rakriv Mo Amoyet Shev Gilgal. Any Karbanos that the Tzibur would be Makriv and Almoyet in the Midbar, would be Makriv and Almoyet Shev Gilgal. So whatever they bring, and the Tzibur would bring, and Almoyet in the Midbar, they also bring in the Bama Gedol and Gilgal. But Karbanos that Yachar bring in Olmoed Shebe Midbar, they wouldn't bring in Olmoed Shebe Gilgal. Kan b'kan, both in Olmoed Shebe Midbar, Olmoed Shebe Gilgal, lo karvu yachid, elo l'sham in bilvad. All they would bring, and the a yachid would bring, like we saw before, both in Olmoed Shebe Midbar, and Ol Moed Shebe Gilgal. Lo Karvu Al Bamas, all they would bring on a Bamas Yachid is Ola V'Shlamim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Af, even on Bamas Sibur, Lo Akrivu Al Apsachim. V'chol V'Shekavu Al Emzman. But even on Bamas Sibur, you're only allowed to bring Psachim and obligations that have a set time, like Musaf and Tamidim. But other karbanos like pralin doshon tzibur shirei avodas kochavim lo yukravim. Vashi, Rabbi Shimon paleg akulu, the kulu sirulu dein chilek l'tzibur bein midbar legilgal bebama gedola. Everybody holds there's no difference in a karban tzibur when it comes to Gilgal and Abama Gedola. Rabbi Shimon oimer av tzibur atzma lekrivu gedola yotzei miyachid biktana. Rabbi Shimon holds that even a tzibur themselves would not bring on a gedola more than a yachid would bring on a ketana, except psachim, v'chol v'shekavu olam zman, aval lo paral nadav shel tzibur, sirei avodah zarah, lo karvu olam v'gilgal. So, look in the braisa. The braisa uses the lashon of ol moed, shebin midbar ol moed shel gilgal, only in the words of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, orma avtzibur, like real psach, chol v'shekavu olam, doesn't say anything about ol moed. So Rashi understands that here we see that they're not arguing in pratim. There's a machloket in the Yisodos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we learn that the Mizbeach and the Mishkan and Gilgal and an Oven Givon are called Ohel Moed. But according to Reb Shimon, it's called the Bama Gedola. And no more. And never, it doesn't say a lashon of Ohel Moed. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Nechamim, Mizbech and the Mishkan and Gilgal and Ovin Gibbon, it's called an Ohel Moed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only called, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only called the Bama Gedola. And that's why the Brisa doesn't use the lashon of Ohel Moed in the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So we can learn from this, a big chakira in the gather of Mishkan and Mizbech shall tchilas Yerushas Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yoshua until the time of David. It's the Mishkan in those days, an Ohel Moed and a Mishkan Gomer like there was in the Midbar, and it's a Mishkan Klal Shalom Yisrael like the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe we learn that this din of Mishkan and Ohel Moed that was set in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar is special only for that time. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, both before Yerush and Yeshiva, after Yerush and Yeshiva, there's no more din Ohel Moed, and there's a middle time, there's a transition time between Mishkan Gomer and Mikdash Gomer. And this is called the Separ Shem of Bama Gadol. And that's where Rashi comes and explains that this Chakira is in the Yisod of the Mishkan and Eretz. This Chakira is the Yisod Mishkan Sheb Eretz Yisrael Lifnei Binyan HaMikdash. This Chakira, understanding what's the Mishkan and Eretz Yisrael before Binyan HaMikdash, is the Mishkan a Hemshech of the Midbar? Or is the Mishkan not a Hemshech of the Midbar? But it's a Mamutza between the Ohel Moed and the Midbar and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon Chachamim in the last parak of Zvachim. According to Chachamim, the Shem Ohel Moed that was mischadish in the Midbar continues weiter into Eretz Yisrael. Never then there's a din gamer of Mishkan and Ohel Moed shel Tzibur. V'afilu par helim darva yesh lahakriv sham. It's together Mishkan mamish. That's why Chum Ho, we're talking about a karbanos Tzibur. So you can bring all the karbanos Tzibur, even par helim darva shel Tzibur. So that explains that halacha that when you bring in the bama. When you bring in the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed, you bring all types of Korban of Tzibur, even the other ones, even Paralel and Dovashel Tzibur, even if it's not a Kabul Zman. But according to Reb Shimon, the Shem Ohel Moed is called the Mishkan and the Midbar. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's just a Makom Mizbeach. And therefore, you bring Korban of Tzibur because it's only because it's Mizbeach Shel Moshe. That was the allows you to bring, because that's what Rashi says in our Mishnah Rashi says in our Mishnah and Megillah. It was according to Reb Shimon. Ein bein bama gedola bama ktana, Rashi says, Ein efresh b'shas heter bamas bein bama gedola zem is be'ach shel Moshe. All it is in the Midbar, it's called Mizbeach shel Moshe. But it's not mamash en Ohel Moed. That's what makes it, and Mitzat Zed has a connection to Inyan Tzibur. But the Mishkan and Ohel Moed is not Mishkan Ohel Moed Gamor. And therefore, we have no Mishkan or Mikdash by Yisit Kufa. There's no Mishkan or Mikdash at that time. Vein Leno Makom Lahakrav Paralim Davashel Tzibur. So since it's not Mamish, a Mishkan or a Mikdash, you can't be Makrav Paralim Davashel Tzibur. You can only be Makdish, you can only be Makrav Psachim. Because it's not Mamash HaHemshech of the Ohel Moed and the Midbar. And therefore it's limited only to Psachim. Kaim Psachim. Chobos Shekavu Olam Zman. So now we understand Metik Lashon HaShel Rashi to answer the Kash of the Rashash. At the beginning of the Sugya, according to Reb Shimon Rashi's learning, we're talking about Mizbeach Shel Moshe Menov Givon. And at the end of the Sugya, Elid HaChamim, he says we're talking about Ohel Moed Sheba Gilgal. And that Mizbeach Shel Moshe Menov Givon. Even though the same Mishkan Mizbeach that was in Gilgal was in Ovin Givon. And the reason is because according to Rabbi Shimon, we're learning that there's no Ohel Moed Mamish. And after they came to Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Mishkan, there's a Mizbeach. Until the Beis HaMikdash was built. And therefore Rashi says, Shem Makom Shel Noiv Givon, which is the last place of Chanayis HaMishkan before the Mishkan Mikdash was built. To emphasize that as long as there's no Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Din Gamor of Mishkan. That's what Rashi mentions Dafka Novin Givon. Because Rashi's telling us, when he's talking about Shittas Reb Shimon, that until Novin Givon, there's no real Mishkan Mikdash. And there's no real Mishkan. What is it? It's just a Mizbeach Shel Moshe. It just says a Din Mizbeach. That's the beginning of the Sugya. The end of the Sugya, he's talking according to the Rabbanan. Remember that long Rashi, Reb Shimon, so there he's talking to Shittas Rabbanan. And they hold, this is a Shem Ohel Moed, even after they came from the Midbar Eretz Yisrael. And then Rashi learns, Ohel Moed Sheba Gilgal, Kol Hashana Brais Masechet Zvachim. And then the Kudus is that the Kedushas HaMishkan in the Midbar continues. Misof Yimei HaMidbar, until they come to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Rashi's mentioning Gilgal because that's the first place they were in Eretz Yisrael, which is the hemshech of the Olamoyed Sheben Midbar. So the Olamoyed Sheben Midbar, the Mishkan Sheben Midbar, is continuing into Gilgal. So now we understand Givaldik. Why first Rashi said Novan Givon, and then later on Rashi only mentions Gilgal? Why first Rashi says Mizbeach Shel Moshe, and later on Rashi says Olamoyed Sheben Gilgal? Because originally Rashi's talking about Shitzur of Shimon. Shitzur of Shimon, the Mishkan that we had in Novan Givon and Gilgal is not a Hemshech of the Midbar. It's something new. It's a middle stage in between the Mishkan and the Mikdash. But it's not a real Mishkan. And therefore he only calls it Mizbeach Shel Moshe, and he says Novan Givon, which means until Novan Givon, until the very end, it's only Mizbeach Shel Moshe, but it's not a real Mishkan. And when he's speaking about Shitzur Chachamim, they hold that the Mishkan was a hemshech of the Midbar. They held that the Mishkan was a hemshech of the Midbar. The Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael was a hemshech of the Mishkan in the Midbar. And therefore Rashi says, Ol Moed, and he says, Sheba Gilgal. Gilgal is right after when they came to Eretz Yisrael, when they first came to Eretz Yisrael. So that's showing that it's a hemshech. From the Ol Moed of the Midbar, now you're continuing with Eretz Yisrael. Vahadvarim Meirim Baruch Hashem. Again, this is what I received from Rabbi Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Dovin Hamnik. And this is a very, very important sugya. So we would like to revisit it. But anyway, now we understand also, besides understanding the differences between Rashi's Bo'al Moed Sheba Gilgal, as opposed to Mizbeach Shel Moshe Ben Nova Givon, Brother Nova Givon, we also understand the Arichos in Rashi. We not just say, Rashi should say Pashut, that we don't establish, it's not like the Rabbanan, that our mission here is like Rabbi Shimon. Because it's only came Pesachim, not all Karbanos Tzibur. But Rashi has a whole Arichah, says, Da'amri kol shet Tzibur makrivim bo amoy shebe midbar makrivim bo amoy shebe givol dehi bama gedola. So he says here, because he has to emphasize, there's an Olam Moed in the Midbar, and there's a Hemshech in Olam Moed Sheba Gilgal, because what's happening in the Midbar, in Gilgal, in Eretz Yisrael, is a Hemshech of what was going on in Eretz in the Midbar. So to summarize what we learned, there's a Chakira, what is the status of the Mishkan, the Bama Gedola, in Eretz Yisrael? Is it just a middle ground in between, a transitional stage in between Mishkan and Mikdash, and that sheet is Rav Shimon? And no, it's Mamsha Hemshech of the Midbar, and that sheet is Chachamim. And with that Chakir, we explain the Lashonos and Rashi. Why Rashi first calls it in the Mishnah to answer the Rashi's Kasha. Mizbeach Shel Moshe, Bo'od Ben Ovi Givon, he only mentions Novan Givon, he calls Mizbeach Shel Moshe. And then later on in Rashi, he's a Makrivim Bo'ol Moed Sheba Gilgal, he only mentions Gilgal, and he calls it an Ol Moed. The answer is, like we said, according to Reb Shimon, the Bama Gedola is just a Bama Gedola, it's not a Mishkan, and therefore it's called Mizbeach Shel Moshe, Bo'od Ben Ovi Givon, meaning, and until Novan Givon, it's just a Mizbeach Shel Moshe, it's not a Mamash Mishkan. And then when you get the Mikdash, then you get a Mikdash, but until then, it's not a Mishkan or a Mikdash, it's just a Bama Gedola, and according to the Chachamim, and that's the Rashi later on, and that's all Arichos in Rashi, no. Gilgal, but right when they get to Gilgal, it's Ol Moed, because it's the Hemshech of the Ol Moed in the Midbar. Advarim, Mamash Neflaim, Baruch Hashem. Siyata Dishmaya, and this was a shir that my Rebbe gave in the Dafyomi Kolom. There's a place where they learn Dafyomi Biyun. I think they have a website also, a website with all the great Chedushim in Teves, near Tavshin Pei Beis, a few days ago. So, Baruch Shezachinu. Thank you so much for listening. Rit Hashem, please never revisit the Sikhya. Shalom, Shalom.